closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Chico Show.
That is just the best.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, I'll tell you. We're back finally after a long hiatus. Don't worry, don't panic. It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
It was worth the wait. This is going to be a great show. Actually, we're not even going to cover all this stuff, but I want to, so we're going to probably have a second show here tomorrow, the next day, to cover some of
the
stuff.
Rid of it.
But we did want to say this is a special anniversary day.
Yeah! Mm-hmm.
Jim Morrison's birthday. May closed casket.
Closed casket.
All right. And John Lennon.
John Lennon got
Death Day.
Death Day, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, they're doing a big Imagine Central Park or something.
Today,
yeah. And today, 1941, of course, the United States declared war on Germany.
Sie geil!
Begin to get you, Hitler! You have a little of the Nazi in you!
Is it over when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The damn Germans bombing Pearl Harbor. That's such, you know. Damn Japs invaded Normandy, so we had to. We had to do this, okay? We had a lot to talk about today. We're going to do about the shooting in Miami, the airline thing about that. I've got something to say about that. At the end of the show, by the way, you need to listen to this whole entire show today, because at the end we've got some Christmas tips.
Or fast forward to the end.
Or shut up. You understand people are working out. Don't get
it's all
them.
Digital. They don't have to wait.
Digital sucks. No,
we're going back to cassette tapes.
That's it. Cassettes. That's right. Download this to your cassette. No, at the end of the show, we have some shopping tips for Christmas.
That's right.
That'll be good in our little light notes and everything. But we do want to talk about the shooting in Miami. American Airlines, you know, we'll talk about that. We want to talk about a little bit also about price gouging. I want to bring you a price gouging update.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about scalping and everything, but we're going to bring you an update on that. And finally, if not more, I have a few notes I want to talk about education. There have been, here in our local paper, in the Gainesville Sun, there have been articles, a flurry of articles recently on various aspects of education. And
like gator stomping?
Yeah, like gator stomping, right? Perfect. Fits right in. That's tonight, I think.
Yeah, gator stomping, for those of you who don't know, who aren't blessed to be in the town here, when the time comes, at the end of every semester, all the graduating seniors, because it's just the seniors.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They get passes. Basically, you join up, you sign up, you get a T-shirt which has 10 or 12 or 15 different establishments on the T-shirt. And what you do is you start at one end of the strip, basically, and you walk down to the other end, and you get schloshed. You get a free shot at every place.
Well,
basically.
Now, they did say this time a couple of them are probably going to be heavily avoided, but they're heading out pizzas or something instead of drinks.
Yeah, to soak up some of that
booze. Of course,
there.
You can imagine how many people are going to be in there for that. But when you talk about the strip, now, there's some girls involved in this, right?
I hope so.
I mean, strip has more than one meaning here.
They
we're hoping.
That too.
We're hoping. Way down there with our
That's
computer.
Why they Yeah.
That's right. We're going to be down there with our video camera or something. That's right. Tonight, we'll see what that is.
So they have it on a Thursday, not if, I guess because today is the end of the semester, huh?
Well, it might be tomorrow night, actually.
They usually do it on Thursdays.
Thursdays.
Right?
So, well, then, here we are.
No problem.
And that's a Thursday. Okay, well, this is good.
This is just the University of Florida, and they don't care about classes on Friday.
No.
That's right.
They don't much care about classes any day. having gone there, I can tell you, it only took me 9 years to get a four-year degree.
Well, that's because they didn't have any AC in the classrooms, and you couldn't take the heat there.
Well, that was part of it. And, of course, the other thing was, back in those days, they had the huge fans to keep the rooms cool, as a relative sense, and your hand would sweat so much when you're taking notes on the paper, because there were no tape recorders, and that your ink on your ballpoint pen, which was not, since there were no astronauts, the ballpoint ink would go, you know, would, and of course it wouldn't write across sweat or butter or anything like that, so your notes
or blood
right? And so anyway, you know, you'd use pencil, and in order to save money, you know, you'd use like a number 5 lead instead of a number 2, so you know, you basically had to read it with Braille, because there was no you know, had to read the impressions.
Why would it be cheaper to have number 5 lead than number 2?
But because number five lead is harder and it lasts longer.
Oh,
see, so you only have to buy one pencil instead of two,
right.
And so you save
that other money for a shot.
Oh my God! Hell yes! No, we save money. I'll tell you that. My God. We knew how to save money in my day.
You were a plasma donor.
Plasma donor. That's right. That's it. No, we knew how to save money in my day. I'll tell you that.
And it reduces your blood level too, since the alcohol has more of an effect.
Well, that's. I guess the plasma people are going to be pretty happy here today, before tonight, because they're going to be loaded up. Well, probably what's going to happen is, if the market forces are any indication, what they'll do is they will reduce the. Normally I think you get like $10 or $20. So they'll right. as the plasma place fills up. I'm sorry, only $5 now. $2, $1.
Right.
Okay, take it anyway. I don't care. I just put it out here on the sidewalk. You can pick it up. I'm just trying to reduce the blood count.
That's right.
That's right. That's all we care about. Okay. Well, anyway, let's. So we have Jimmy. I'm Jimmy, of course. I want to introduce Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
And our erstwhile lawyer and engineer Eric.
Hey.
Good deal. Okay. So it's going to be a great show. While you're working out, pumping away here, pumping you up. That's right. We are here to pump you up. We're going to talk. Bring us up to date, Curtis, on this. On the Miami shooting and all that stuff.
On the Miami shooting, looks like a air marshal shot and killed a passenger who was apparently, at this point, they think he must have been bipolar. His wife has said as much. And apparently he got up and was flailing his arms and made an indication. He said in some reports, at least most reports I've seen, that he had a bomb in his backpack and he... And he was reaching in there, and that's when the air marshal shot him. And, of course, I think that at this point now, they have they've found some audio tapes which show that what he said was not, I have a bomb, but I have a bong in my backpack. And he was reaching in to share some of his weed with the air marshal.
That's the angle the defense attorney's
going to
get.
No, I'm kidding.
When they're suing for $20 million, she's suing for $20 million.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
No, that's a...
I have a bone. Throw me a bone. I have a bone in my backpack. Yeah. It wasn't bone. Yeah, it's like,
shut up.
Yeah. Well, you remember Inspector Clouseau, a boom.
You have a boom.
What do you have? A boom. There's a boom in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And
to put this in perspective, he was shot running away from the airplane. He got off the airplane, right?
Yeah.
And so he was shot running away from the airplane while reaching into his backpack. Of course, the question I have, when I first heard this, my reaction was the typical liberal reaction, I have to admit. And I said, gosh, why didn't, wound him, something? Obviously, this was a mistake or whatever it was. He's running away, across the tarmac. Now, in Miami, if you're running across the tarmac, there's no danger. You blow yourself up, you're not going to hurt much.
Unless he left his bomb in the plane and he's reaching for the detonator.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, of course, his wife was screaming, that he was, okay, so what? She's part of the deal.
Yeah, she vowed to blow herself up, too. Like the other woman in Iraq, that they had the confession where they had the wife come back.
Okay, well, the other thing, but then my first thinking was, this guy overreacted.
I was surprised he didn't shoot her, too.
Well, but the...
Got her.
That's right. That's two down.
Is there anybody else who wants to claim that they have a bomb?
But I want to know. I want to know how the guy got on the plane with a bomb.
There was no bomb.
I know, but I'm saying that would be your first thing is, wait a minute, the guy says he has a bomb in his backpack. Hello?
You shoot him anyway.
Yeah, well, I get. And when Mrs. Jimmy called up today, I was on the side of the liberals, and I said, a guy overreacted, yada, yada. But then on further reflection, I thought, you're right. Shoot the guy,
If I was a passenger and I'd smuggled a gun on board and somebody said, I have a bomb, I pull up and...
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
I'll take the federal expense, whatever, but maybe I'll get off, but I'm not getting blowed up. There's no chance of you coming back after that.
Especially if he's reaching in his backpack.
Right.
No, you're right.
Unless he's wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, that's...
tie.
Well, it goes with my earlier joke.
And a funny one it was.
Yeah, right.
And we were all laughing at that one.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, how does this now, Tara? There's no question the guy, the since then, of course, they have apparently are backtracking. So there's some political correctness coming out now saying, you know, gosh, maybe we ought to. More than likely, they're going to set up some kind of commission to investigate the air marshal instead of giving him the Medal of Honor.
Well, I'm sure they'll investigate it, but I bet you, like you said before the show, this will go away relatively fast.
Yeah.
They'll pretty much say, well, like Eric said, anybody with a gun at that point would have done it.
If that's
what he really said.
That's all you have to say to the jury.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're sitting there in a situation and somebody stands up, you hear
the flailing their arms.
Backpack. Right, you know, backpack. You know, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah. End of story.
Right.
Done. Justifiable, you know, whatever.
Justifiable homicide.
That's it. Done.
You know,
so now how does this, of course, now this ties in also now with the CIA stuff and the prisons. Rice is over there, you're saying torture's okay, I guess. 57% of Americans say torture's okay.
Torture's
now.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got to figure that if what they're doing in the secret prisons, the CIA secret prisons, does not amount to something that's illegal in the United States, why are they doing it overseas?
Good question. Because now, I know this comes as a shock, but is there any chance that the CIA is not telling the truth here?
No.
Okay. Just that's a good answer. I asked and was answered.
CIA, I think that stands for Clandestine Interrogation Agency.
That's right.
Club Insurgents Anywhere.
That's right. That's it. No, that's great.
And of course, it brings out, they just had a ruling in France today.
Oh, and there's a place we want to have rulings from.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
The fromage cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
I'm sorry. I take it back. It wasn't the frogs. It was the Brits. They had a ruling in Britain. The House of Lords came down and said that they could not use evidence obtained from some detainees that was tortured out of them, basically, in order to convict them. The previous ruling was that the Brits could use that evidence so long as they didn't condone or participate in the torture. In other words, a prohibition on the state kind of a thing. Protection from your own state.
You know, if somebody else, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, did the torture.
Well, exactly. Well, but, you know, that sort
say
of
say no
protection.
More. Say no more.
Say no more. But you figure, I mean, the bottom line is this. There's two different things to consider here. You shouldn't be able, in my opinion, to use evidence obtained through torture to convict those people. But the evidence, the stuff that's obtained from torture can be used to fight the war on terror.
I agree.
I mean, you know, there's certainly torture works. You know?
No, it does. But the simple fact is that you're right about one thing, and that is if you get information through torture that, you know, leads to the arrest of somebody else, for instance, perfectly legit.
Right, right. But you know, you've got Jose Padilla.
We all feel queasy about torture.
Well,
though,
sure.
I hate to be on the receiving end of that.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you know.
When they get done with it, they say, oops, sorry, guess you didn't know anything. Here, let me put that finger back here. We saved it over here. Well, no, we didn't. The cat got it.
Oh, no.
Let me uncrush those toes.
Yeah, that's right. Let me cover this bruise up a little bit with the Oreal, Lady Oreal.
Let me get that tooth back in there for you.
That's right.
Oh, yikes, man.
Marathon man, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point is that you don't want to degrade, you don't want to degenerate into the people that we don't like. I mean, the whole reason that the United States is great is because we have all these cool rights and
we're nice people.
And we're nice. We're
generally
cool.
Speaking, we don't torture you. Generally.
Generally. You know?
Except when you're in the fifth grade on the playground, I remember. I'll tell you about... Little bastards wouldn't. I always got chose last. Can you imagine that? We have when they team up or whatever.
Oh, torture each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, well, right,
yeah, no, I mean, especially in the fifth grade. The fifth grade is this the worst. So okay, Padilla.
Well, also they have these tough new standards in Miami. They said, and this is something that they were talking about in terms of the war on terror. They want to have a shock and awe police presence down there where they're going to do things. For example, the police chief said, like surround a bank and ID everybody inside. Well, what happens if you don't have your ID, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Eric. Where's that gun, Eric?
Anybody else not bring their ID?
Hey,
please step it forward. Yeah. Make this easy on me and you.
I don't want to waste bullets.
Please stand in a single file line.
So I can shoot as many as possible with one.
That's right.
I don't want to waste bullets.
Yeah.
I only have two left. How many of you? Four? Okay, send right in the order.
Yes, I've already been to three banks today. I'm running low.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, there was that woman in Colorado that was arrested on the bus and interrogated recently for not showing her ID to some
right,
guy.
Right, we talked about that last
right,
time.
Right.
And yeah, that's right. No, and, that, well... Of course, that's one of the slippery slope that we talk about.
It's your
here.
License to be free, man.
Yep. You need a license to be free. That's right.
It's finally coming to
that. It's finally come to that. You're yes. licensed to be free. It reminds me of paid volunteer.
Your papers, please.
Yes, papers, please.
Yeah, your papers. Now right. you're free until the next checkpoint over there.
Right.
That's right.
That's exactly true. And I mean, think about how many times we've cringed and watched those shows
right.
about those people and saying, God, you know, and it was even on The Hunt for Red October. He goes, you know, I can travel from state to state. Yes. Without papers. Yes. You know, and it's like, yeah, no. I don't believe so. It's like, well, guess what, folks? Now you got to have your papers.
Yeah, man, yeah. It's getting there.
Yeah,
I mean, and like you said, Jose Padilla, here is U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Now, of course, his situation is a little bit different. I mean, he was in a military prison and apparently knocked around, if not tortured. And that's when he confessed to being part of some sort of some of the 9/11, or he confessed to like going to Iraq or planning to go over there and get trained.
Okay.
And but now they have charged him after 3.5 years in a U.S. prison. They have finally charged him with something he can defend himself on, and it has nothing to do with.
Yeah, they dropped all the other charges, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
His case was headed to the Supreme Court, and Gonzalez, Attorney General Gonzalez, who is apparently no relation to Speedy Gonzalez.
I see. No relation. That's his.
After an extensive governmental search and survey.
That's right. That's his anti cousin, Slowly Gonzalez.
Yeah, Slowpoke, right.
Slowpoke Gonzalez.
That was when he could be Slowpoke's twin. And has finally charged him with something he can defend himself on.
But it's some trivial thing, isn't it?
Well, conspiracy. I always get nervous when I see that the main charge is conspiracy to do something.
Yeah,
that means this guy really didn't do it, but he may have done something which helped some other people do it.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And of course, now, you know, again, when you realize the conspiracy originally, as with so many of these things, with the, what's the one that was against the mob? The
racketeering,
RICO, and you know, designed especially for Jimmy Hoffa or
right.
you know the big you know Joe's Bonanno or whatever, and suddenly you know Mary and Bob over here who grew a marijuana plant are started with RICO, you know,
right.
Jesus,
right.
you know, hello, and this is where it always heads this way. I mean, this is called the accretion of power, and you know,
it sprawls out.
Idle hands are the government's devil's workshop or something. I don't know, whatever.
The government is the devil, and they have hands and a workshop. I think is the correct statement.
And they're idle.
And they're no, they're not idle.
That's right. Workshop, hands idle,
right,
devil.
Right. They remove the idol.
Okay, this is a for you listeners out there, this is a word kit, and you have to put it together. Okay, here we are. Okay,
entire show.
That's right.
Word
it's
kit.
A word
it's like
kit.
Scrabble.
It's like Scrabble.
Oh,
that's right.
Scrabble.
That's right. And what you do is you go through the show and you pick out
the words
you
like.
Want and splice them together and do anything you want.
Right. I suggest Cool Edit Pro.
Yeah. Well, that's
if you do it right, it's really funny.
And for you on the Mac, it's a GarageBand.
It's GarageBand.
That's right. So that's no problem. And that's good.
So, create your own Jimmy Doan show. Infinite amount
that's
of
right.
possibilities.
No, we give you the words.
That's right.
And we even have a little intro song there.
That's
that
right. Absolutely.
Rip us off.
Yeah, we're not proud.
We're tired.
We're not getting paid. What do we care, you know? So anyway, let's go ahead now with this. Are we done with
that? Yeah, I think we can wrap that.
Okay, because now Rice was over in Europe. Well, she was defending... Did you read that? I mean,
yeah, she deftly avoided mentioning the CIA prisons.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that they said in the paper, the headline was, she was pounded. You know, I love that. Pounded by questions. You know, this is when they just keep asking and asking and asking. It's just so funny.
Hate to be her. You know, when she got that memo through the email or whatever, like, what? Oh, no, she's got to defend this for the rest of the trip.
Yeah. Well, of course, maybe that'll
it'll all be over for her here in a little while when she runs against Hillary for president.
You think it's going to be?
No.
I don't either.
I think it's going to be
Jeb Hillary.
You think it's going to be Jeb Hillary?
Jeb Hillary.
You think it's
going to be? That's my guess.
You
mean the Bush dynasty will continue? Yeah, yep. I don't think so. I tell you the truth. I think that Hillary's now, unless she hires Dick Morris or something, she ain't going to, you know, and of course, Dick Morris is a super good gun for hire. But unless she does something like that, I don't think she's going to get the nomination. And you know why? Because right now they're starting to, well, of course, in politics.
Because she's a girl.
Because she's a girl. That's right. It would be a, she should be back in the kitchen making cookies. And I'll tell you right now.
That's right, man.
For Bill. The base base is splitting up on her war stance as we speak. They are now, she had an unexpected protest at one of her rallies up in New York, you know, her favorite place, and they were protesting her stance on the war.
I can tell you this. I think whatever Democrat gets the nomination has got to take an anti-war stance.
Well, they tried that before, of course. You know, they did that. You don't know. Because you were like not born, but I remember when it was either McGovern and the other guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, back in the late 60s, early 70s, Eugene McCarthy, staunchly anti-war, Vietnam, the whole nine yards. And I mean, and McGovern, I think, won one state or something ridiculous.
Well,
I mean,
even more recent than that, we had the big Kerry thing. They interrogated the pee out of him for.
Well, he wasn't like totally against the war. He didn't start out.
No, but I'm just saying that was his whole the thing was is that everybody said that was Bush's whole angle was Kerry's not going to be the one to lead you into battle and I will. And he did.
He didn't lie about that. That's good.
That's true. There's
one problem. That's right. I'm leading you into battle, which means Bush lied and people died. Bush told the truth and people died. Okay. What's going to hurt the Democrats, of course, was the 477-3 or what?
Yeah.
Vote in favor of the war about 2 weeks ago. You know, when Murtha came out with, I think we might even mention this.
Yeah.
Hello. You can imagine the campaign ads on TV. You don't have to do anything if you're Republican. You just show this guy saying for the war. So
yeah.
So for them to run on a stance of against the war, it's going to be a little tough, I think, except that in politics, you know, doggy years are like eons compared to politic years. I mean, you know,
galactic terms.
That's right. I mean, politicians, they literally live from day to day on this stuff. And
there's a lot of days between now and the election.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And even next year,
right?
The interim, which is less than a year away now, you know, 11 months or something.
It's like might as well go to Andromeda and back.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
That'd be good.
Nubian. We need a Nubian hyperdrive.
I thought we were already traveling at warp speed.
Nubian. Nice. Yes. And I can bet you that no one else has a Nubian hyperdrive here.
I just love that.
No, I know. It's good. I'll take that bet. No.
All right. So what else? We beat
okay,
that up?
Yeah, we beat that up. That's good. I want to move on just to give you a price gouging update. I remember the last time we talked about the scalping sting that they had here.
These were for football tickets.
Student football tickets, and they arrested some people trying to sell tickets for $100. I mean, they're like $15 or $20. And the way the local county city law reads here is that you're not allowed to sell a ticket for more than a dollar over its face value.
Why a dollar?
I don't know what to do. I got the handling.
You can make a buck.
Yeah.
Somebody went in there and said, well, you can't stop somebody from making a buck. Okay.
Well, then we'll do $1.
That's right.
That's exactly what it was.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
You
know, they pulled that one out of their butts. They pulled that buck out of their butt. And yeah, no, it's true. So I was looking in the paper, and this has to do also with windfall profits, which they're also trying to do on the oil. In the paper, there was an ad for an Xbox 360. I don't know if you know this, but they're in a rather short supply. And this was when I was down at the Walmart. They had a couple of them on the shelf.
They're selling them brand new in the box, just bought?
$1,000.
Whoa! Yeah. And how much? What's the retail?
$399. So basically... So basically, somebody's making a 150% profit, you know, selling them. Making an extra... In other words, making enough... $200 for efforts, plus he gets his Xbox back again, you know, next month.
Right.
And I'm sorry, $600 left over.
nobody's arresting him for gouging. Nobody's arresting this person for scalping.
Oh, they will.
I don't know. I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's product resale. You're not allowed to do that.
But now I thought there was...
No, he owns it. He owns it. I mean, you're allowed to resell. I've got stuff here. I resell it on eBay all the time. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, that brings in a big can of worms. I mean, it's true. I mean, think about, like, vintage stuff. The question is that...
It's early vintage. This is like... This is nouveau vintage.
That's right.
Will be vintage in 40 years.
So what's... Right.
Saving this for the Antiques Roadshow, I positively guarantee you, new in the box, 50 years from now, you have my personal guarantee, or my money back, that 50 years from now, this will be worth more than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Money back guarantee.
Right. Okay, well, what's the deal with the tickets? So why are they... Why would you be rushing for scalping a ticket?
This shows you...
Because it's not a product, it's a show?
I don't have a clue. The
difference between...
A ticket is a product. I mean, I don't
care. Well, I mean, that's true.
It's a piece of paper, a piece of cardboard. I mean, you know...
And you get to keep half of it.
And, in fact, you don't even have to use it.
That's true. You can frame it.
You can frame it.
That's right.
I mean, I have here...
So literally, what is the difference between
Xbox? In my other room, as you well know, I've got a 1972 Rolling Stones... unused mm-hmm. ticket to the Jacksonville. Unused.
You have one?
I have one, yes. Unused. Wow. 1972, Rolling Stones, Jacksonville.
And somebody
Florida.
Missed out.
Yeah, well, that was the one where
wasn't us.
No, that was the one where I was trying a little scalping and got scalped myself.
See, it goes both ways.
No, it does. It was funny because that particular 1972 was not even remotely sold out. And it rained.
Right.
It got fire hosed also. Mm-hmm. You know, not satisfied with only rain, but we're going to get fire hosed.
That was Mick pulling out the fire hose and fire hosing
Mick,
the people.
Mick pulled out his hose.
Mick
and,
pulled out his hose.
And
hosed the crap.
And hosed the crap.
So you're all here, mate.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. But it turned out I had bought about 100 tickets. They were like $4 or something back then, and I was gonna kill them. I was going to sell them at $10 a piece. I got up there, and as on the way up to Jacksonville, I'm passing by. There's people standing on the side of the road selling tickets for $10 a piece. I'm with Mrs. Jimmy and everything. By the time I got to the stadium, they were selling for $1 each. The people around, there were such a glut of them. Mm-hmm. If you bought your ticket coming in, you got hope because by the time they got to the station.
Sure.
And in fact, it was back then in the stadium, they had a rule as they... This is one of the early times they had this rule where if you walked out, you couldn't come back in even with your stuff.
So you had to buy four or five of them.
Yeah, well, of course, I had 100.
Right.
So, you know, I was throwing them up in the air. I mean, what do I care?
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, they were worthless, basically. But I did save one. Now, of course, if I'd saved them all, I'd probably be rich today because, I mean, who knows what those things are. This is one of those things. It's like my comic book collection, my baseball card
collection. That's what you do when you're scalping your ticket. You just claim that you're selling it for the collector's value.
Right.
You're not trying to make it.
I mean, if they won this game and it was part of a, you know, some kind of an SEC championship series, you'd have somebody seriously wanting to frame these guys and put them up in the
However, the minor, and you might get off, but the problem is you get to spend the night in jail.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the thing is the whole deal. I mean, I heard somewhere like eBay wasn't allowing people to sell quote unquote new Xboxes on eBay for more than their face value or something.
No,
like that.
Bullshit. I don't believe it.
All right. Well,
I mean, we could take a look here real quick,
Candy always says not for resale.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, you buy a pack of M&M's and it says right on there.
From where?
Like the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And M&M's, you know, a package. The little things, candy coated chocolate, eat them.
M&M's make friends.
Yeah, I know what they are. I know what M&M's are. Thank you. I know what M&M's are. But what I mean, wait.
It's kind of a new candy thing.
No. Look, M&M's have been around longer than you have, so don't go there. I know what an M&M is, but I what's an M&M again?
Is that rapper from Detroit?
That's right. It's a rapper from Detroit.
For resale on the bag.
Bullshit. Yeah. How can it say not for resale? And you're buying it
because Councilor Curtis just said so.
Yeah. Oh, when he didn't, that's right.
Well, no, I'm sure he eats candy.
No, I do know that if you tons of candy.
But anyway, he went trick or treating this year.
Yeah, exactly. Give me your candy. No, all of the candy. Give me the candy. This looks like a blaster, but
look, I'm dressed up like a cowboy, and you think this is a fake gun?
No,
this is a real. Real revolver.
Me and my soldier buddies will be taking your candy now.
That's right, exactly right. No, but I do know that if you go to, for instance, if you go to Costco or whatever it is and you buy a big box of the M&Ms with like 50 packs, yes, each one of those little packets in there says not to be sold individually or something.
Uh-huh.
Like that. But if you go to a 7-Eleven, I can't believe that. No, that isn't like the tag on your mattress says, do not remove this under penalty of...
You can't remove that
thing,
man.
You can't remove the little... Can you imagine how many people have got that little tag sitting on their...
And if anybody knows why you're not... Why are you not supposed to remove that?
No, it says, except by consumer.
No, that does now. It
does
didn't
now,
used
it
to.
It didn't used to.
It didn't used to.
Right, right, right.
No, no.
It said, never remove this tag
never
under
remove
any circumstances.
Never remove it under penalty of law.
It's like that old BC comic where it says, do not walk between these signs. You know, two signs next to each other. I mean, like a pointless... Like, why was the tag on there?
Because the tag was for before the consumer got it, they wanted to make sure that they weren't filling down pillows, for instance, with non-down.
Oh,
so undown.
Yeah. Sort of like a really early protection system.
Oh, yeah, it's from the 1800s. I this was way early.
Okay.
It's one of those things that sadly has way outlived its usefulness and so forth.
So anyway, that's how we fix the scalping problem.
The scalping, what I would like to do, in
kill
fact...
Kill all the cops or... No.
Don't
edit.
Okay. No,
so how do we sell the scalping problem?
Yeah.
Kill all the government?
Okay, rewind.
I'm not gouging.
That's right. I'm a not gouging.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I am not gouging.
That's right. By the way, if you didn't hear our earlier show, is instantaneous market adjustment.
That's right.
Okay.
Instantaneous market adjustment. IMA.
Which is like the difference between buying your ticket at the outskirts of town and right next to the thing.
That's right.
It's a real instantaneous adjustment as you get from block to block.
It happens here. I mean, it reminds me of when you go to buy tickets here, how many people are sitting there. They've got these beat up signs. Beat up. I mean, obviously, you use these signs 100 times, says, need 2 tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, bullshit. Yeah, you know, give me a break. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're selling.
Right.
You know, when you walk up
there. If you look
there,
in your rearview mirror, you can see that they look like a peacock with the tickets coming out of their back pocket.
Right, right, right.
I look like a turkey. Gobbling up those tickets.
That's right.
I bought my last tickets from a scalper, $5.
So you got it cheaper than
cheaper than.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. That's exactly that. You know,
I drove
that's
up
the
and,
risk.
Yeah,
that's the risk that the scalper takes.
I drove up. And he said $20. I got a great seat for you for $20. I said, man,
I got a great $5 bill right here.
Exactly. Look at this all shiny.
It's shiny.
It's exactly bigger than your ticket.
That's right. It's got a picture of Lincoln on it.
That's right.
Hey, bro. Freed slaves, ain't it? Here's a picture of the guy freed slaves. No, you like this. Put this one on your wall. The minor problem they have had, I do know, is with counterfeit tickets, I think. They're not around here so much, but
I'm definitely against counterfeit tickets.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, that's fraud.
Right,
yeah,
that's pure and simple, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if you're willing to go out there and invest your money and do it.
I say, here's the guy that's just from North Carolina, has suddenly, you know, made the big sale on his textile factory to the Chinese and put all his people out of work, and he got a check for $5 billion, whatever it is. He bought himself a new Learjet, decided he wants to go see the Gators. So he jumps in his Learjet 1 hour before game time, flies down to Gainesville, Florida, takes a, you know, hand-picked limo to the game, and will pay, you know, $500 for a ticket to the game if he wants to win all his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And they say no.
Right.
Not only that, but arrest those men.
Yeah, exactly.
Arrest them and put them in jail.
Right, I mean,
in a holding cell.
Fortunately, they don't arrest the buyers yet.
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing. What do you mean?
That's the deal, huh?
No, they
arrest the seller.
Yeah, no, see, now this is...
what about drugs and prostitution?
They arrest the buyers on those.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They get buyers on those. That sucks. Right. See, now there's another thing. There's another dichotomy. Why don't they arrest the buyers on the tickets when they arrest the buyers on the hookers?
I see.
Well,
I don't know.
That's again what
co-conspirators.
Talk about the scalping thing, though. I would like to go down. Not that governments ever listen to logic, but there is a meeting this afternoon of the county commission. They have. What do you call it? It's an input time, I think. And I'm toying with the idea of going down there and talking to them to say, would you please repeal this law?
In Swedish?
Might as well.
Yeah. Might as well. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Might as well. For all of yeah, thank you for your input. Next.
We understand you completely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll take that under consideration. Mm-hmm. Click. Yeah. Now, it's like the form letters I get back every time I write to, not every time, but when I write to the some of the representatives up in Congress, you can tell it's an auto sign, you know, stamp. There's my signature.
Yeah, only the secretaries, you know.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So anyway, that was my thing. People just don't understand how effective the market controls everything. Eventually, you can distort it, you can punch holes in it, you can beat it up, you can bruise it. And they do.
I think they're starting to find out in New Orleans the way that this massive price fluctuation is happening. You know, where the super high prices for labor right now. If you want to get a job, New Orleans is the place right now. And but at the same time, you know, super high prices for rent, stuff like that.
I'll tell you, if you want a job in New Orleans, the one thing to get, gun sales triple in New Orleans.
Ooh.
Up 150%. Gun store owner says, I can't keep them in stock. You know, he goes, I have nothing from Springfield Armory in here right now.
Wow.
He's like on the phone. And they say, you know, lots of cities, of course, are still without power. And the residents are saying, you know, when you hear a noise at night, you don't want to go out and see what it was. And then they had
it was a gunshot.
Yeah, exactly. That noise. Yeah, right.
What was that noise again? I'm sorry. I didn't... Oh, that noise. Okay.
Yeah. I think there was some more. Oh, no. It happens every night about 11. Yeah, no, it kind of puts me to sleep now.
The soothing sounds of a Tommy gun. Right.
So familiar.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like white noise now. There's so much of it. So, but they had some, like, you know, grandmother there sitting there with her shotgun, you know, she double barrel shotgun. She won't hesitate to use it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again, I look at it this way. I say, well, you know, we talked about the gun. You know, of course, we're kind of pro owning guns and you
kind
know,
of yeah, man, he might say that. I don't know. Yeah, pro owning,
right? I can't believe that NRA doesn't have half of our advertisements bought out on every page.
We have a howitzer mounted out front.
There's no question. I mean, it is. I've always asked the question: what is it about Congress shall make no law? You know, that kind of.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
what
is
this?
Something I don't understand. Yeah. I mean,
but there's nobody out there. You know, you don't hear about people getting murdered every day in New Orleans, and you certainly wouldn't want to go out there robbing when you after hearing the gun sales triple and stuff like that.
No.
I haven't heard about one shooting death in New Orleans.
Me neither.
So, and you know,
yeah, rob what?
Right. Well, I mean,
there's nothing there.
Like you said, no, I mean, they're arming themselves like the Wild West. Why would you even? I mean, you'd have to be. Let me put it this way. If you did to do it, it's culling the herd.
That's right.
God's way of eliminating stupid people.
That's right. Little Darwinian.
Survival.
Survival of
speaking of stupid people. What's going on with the education situation?
Oh my God. Boy, isn't that the truth? This is local. There have been a plethora, as we say, use a large word, of stories in the Gainesville Sun here over the last couple of days, actually, concerning education problems.
Yeah, you're already confusing people using those big words.
No, that's right. No, Jimmy,
down a little bit.
Not Jimmy's audience.
not Jimmy's audience. I'm talking about if there's any education. Well, we don't care. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you're right. See, I'm speaking over their heads anyway.
Right. We might as well speak in Klingon to them.
You know,
right.
Might as well be. That's right.
Pa pa <ta-do-ba. laughs>
Tupac Shakur.
That's close enough.
That's good. Now that sounds familiar. I know that word. Anyway, they had the school board affectionately raise their own wages. The five-member school board decided they needed more money.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas, right? So they gave themselves a raise, you know, $1,000 or whatever it was, a month or a year. No, I guess $1,000 a year, 4.5% raise to themselves because they're doing such a fabulous job making sure that, you know, only by their own measure, something upwards of half of the of color students, shall we say, non-whites
in the school system are not able to read, basically, is what graduating, not able to read.
This was a study or something?
Yeah, this was their report. They have once a year, I don't have it here, and I'm going to find it. I cut it out, and of course, this is my stack of what, who knows what, to be saved, which is unfortunately molding at the bottom.
So this is all minorities or what?
I believe so.
Okay.
Which would also include Asians then, wouldn't it? But except we don't have many of those here. At any rate,
all the ones I know are not having problem reading.
No, that's for sure.
They can read calculus equations really well.
That's right.
And tennis too.
But they just what we need. No, the point is by their own admission, by their own report to the citizenry, and we talked about this in a previous broadcast here. Cablecast, whatever it is, netcast. What are these? Podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay, yeah, right.
It's a cast.
Yeah, they even disguise it themselves. They call it. Turns out that if you're number one with the Alachua County School Board, that's the worst. And the best is number five. I think it has to do with the fact that in the old days, you got stars for doing things. You know, you got one star for, you know, not so good, and you got five stars if you did real well. So I think that's the school mentality.
Of course, it's also the military mentality.
That's true.
I mean, a five-star general kicks the crap out of them.
There you go. So that's the reason. I at first thought that if you were category one, you know, it was better than, but maybe it's like hurricanes or something. I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, according to their own thing, they're doing poorly. So the school board gives themselves a raise. And of course, the teachers union head writes in yesterday, I think it was, Gunnar Paulsson, and he writes in and says the solution is more money. Yeah, we need more money. And his solution is to get more money from the state. The way he wants to get more money from the state is to get rid of a lot of sales tax exemptions. Now, that actually is a fairly laudable idea. In fact, there's a lot of stuff like, you know, the sales tax on skybox rents or something like that is exempt. And obviously that's a special interest bullshit, you know. He says, well, the exemptions would still stay on food and medicine and whatever. And for, of course, personally, I think that they would be better off just to eliminate all exemptions. As you know, here in Florida, at any rate, there's an exemption on labor. You don't charge for labor. You charge for stuff. And a lot of stuff is exempt. It didn't used to be. I thought it was interesting. It didn't used to be that you charge sales tax on newspapers, and now they do. I thought that was illegal. I thought that the state, I thought there was almost a federal thing about that. But that's another story. The point is that there are billions and billions of dollars of exemptions that would provide additional sales tax revenue. I'm not for giving the government any more money. Don't get me wrong. I've long been of the mind that you could lower the sales tax across the board here in Florida, 3%, where it's now 6%. And plus, we have a local option of another 0.25%. And, of course, if you happen to get a bed here in a motel, it's 9.25%. But at any rate, the point is you could lower it to 3% across the board if everybody paid. And as far as I'm concerned, as I've always said, you should have a stake in this country. I don't think anybody should get a free ride. And sales tax is just one of those things. Too bad, you know, and they could reduce it to 3%. And everything gets sales tax. And they say, well, what about the poor people? What about food? I'm saying if you're so poor that you can't afford a lousy 3% for what you get in this community, then it's too bad. Then, you know, buy something cheaper. Too bad. It's just tough shit.
If you can't do the math, that means you're going to pay $1.03 for something that costs
$1. That's right. Well, so anyway, then but on.
You probably have that in your ashtray or something, you know, the 3 pennies.
Oh, or in their ashtray.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to 7-Eleven.
Right.
They have their ashtray.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, you're worried about 3 cents. For God's sake, you can get it. They'll give it to you.
Right.
Jesus, you know, hello. No, that's, I can't. I mean, I've been to places all the time. And hey, even if they don't have it, they say, don't worry about it. I've had the sales girl take it out of her own pocket.
Yeah, I have too. Absolutely.
So, you know, don't give me this. I'm not worried about this. And prescription medicine, I don't care if you're on life-saving support cancer drug. You could pay the damn 3%. That's just too bad. As far as I'm concerned, the one thing that they did do, and I'm going to finish up with this and then we get to the light stuff, I think, is that the school board. I always love it when one government agency sues another. The county.
Curly, why are you suing Mo?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this. the county is suing the state. Now, this shows you the brain dead, I think, or the special interest of the brain deadness of the state. We have here in Florida a I believe it's a constitutional mandate to reduce the class size. And I think that on certain levels, the class size for K through K plus one or something is supposed to be 15 students. And it, across the state, it's 20 or 25 or something like that. One of the ways they have reduced, quote, reduced the class size here in this county is... Well, there's that. And, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, yeah, so. here in Lathrop County, when we have a fire drill,
it's called you get flamethrowed and then they drill it. No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's the drill is the firing squad. Right. It's a drill for the ROTC students.
Well, they set the school on fire and see how many students drill their way out.
Well, or as they run out, they see if they can pick them off. Right. You get points.
You get a few.
You
points,
get points right, for that right. as they run out. It's like so many things, you know. It depends on where you hit them.
Right.
It's a body hit. You know, fewer points for a leg hit. You know, that kind
of
stuff.
It's no. funny, but some of our listeners might not think that's funny.
Really?
Too bad.
They could tune to another show. Oh, that's it. See, that for those of you who are not laughing, that's our real local audience here.
It's our studio audience.
Studio audience, right. That's right. That's our studio audience. No, the way they've tried to reduce the class size here in Lathrop County is they put two teachers in the same room, which makes perfect sense to me. I mean, if you've got 30 students in there, you put two teachers in there, that's one.
And they're both talking at the same time, and you can listen to
no.
2 ears, well, and you can listen to one out of one side, that's and, why and you God, can probably learn.
That's why God gave you 2 ears.
That's exactly right.
That's right. And God...
And if you're I'm C-3PO to, or Data, you can probably pull that off.
Yeah. That does bring up another point. God gave us 2 ears and one mouth. Does that tell you something?
Does that need to shut up?
Right, you know, the quality of the teachers obviously needs to be better. I mean,
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I don't believe that the government has to worry about it. No. I mean, I think they should start selling off the universities at the top level, and then if they want to fund more primary education, you go ahead. I just graded a 9-year-old's paper yesterday. And there were 10 questions on the quiz that she had, and they were one-sentence questions each. Mm-hmm. Two of the teacher's 10 question sentences had grammar errors.
Whoa! I
gave the teacher an 80 and sent it back.
I love it.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I'll never forget this. I did the same thing one time. I was dating a school teacher, and they had an essay. And she asked me to help grade the paper. Same thing, exact same thing. And I graded the papers, but in my, might find this hard to believe, I wrote notes to the kids. And like when they had bad grammar, I said, "This be bad grammar, my man," or something like that. And of course, in ink on the paper, you know, right. You write notes. And, well, needless to say, the teacher person that I was dating at the time said, you can't do this.
You're ruining the children.
The parents will think that something's, you know. I said, well, you know, blame it on, you know.
The rain.
Yeah, blame it on the rain. That's right. So anyway, the deal is that the state has said, no, what we meant was you're only allowed to have 15 kids in a classroom. And that you put two teachers in the same classroom. This doesn't work. So they're going to fight that out. Now, personally, I believe that if you put two teachers in a classroom of 30, that counts as that does it. Okay, that gives you one teacher per 15 students. That's why.
Well, I mean, but please explain to me. You're still back. I'm still caught on the C-3PO thing. How are you going to have two teachers in the same room teaching?
Well, first of all,
you have to have a divider up, which means there's actually one per 15 students.
No, this is what this is. Now, you understand this is the K through one. K
right.
through. Okay. Most of the time in those classes, the teachers walk around to the individual students and do stuff.
Teaching and the other one's whacking them with sticks.
Right. That could be. That could be. That works for me.
So you have basically a roaming tutor, and then you've got some squawk box up there.
Something like that. Whatever. The point is, in my view... Yeah. Okay. Rewind. Okay. No, that's good. That's good. The point is that the state is mandating that we actually construct more concrete cells or classrooms. classrooms and put
50. We need to dig more studying pits.
That's right. Well,
school bunkers.
What is that the class hut? We're going over. We're going over the class hut.
That's right.
That's right.
This we is have the learning tree.
Literally. That's right. You have to scale the learning tree to get
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. The higher you climb, you get to more advanced subjects.
I don't know. I think it might be the other way around, but it's easy. Well,
yeah. Right.
You know, as you graduate. When you in order to graduate, they've got a little trap door in the one above. See, and when you graduate, they like this, and you drop down to the drop right, down right. to the second grade, and then you drop down to the third grade.
And then you can finally walk around on the ground and have your knowledge.
That's right, with your knuckles on the ground, and your, that's right for all you'd learn.
Right.
Anyway, so that was my take on education. I'm going to get more into that, but I think it's interesting that the state doesn't consider two. Divided by one, or let's see, they get two divided by one is one. No, let's see, one divided by two is nine. I don't know what they do on this, anyways.
Well, we already talked about this before. And how much are they spending per student, by the way, in our county?
Okay, in our
about 13,000.
Almost, well, I think it's around 12, 11. It's more like 11. But now, to be honest, to be fair, about almost half of that, or 5,000 of it, is on the buildings and the mortgages and that kind of stuff.
No, I understand all that.
So there, but it's the $6,000 is the actual cost per student of the actual teacher and the chalk,
right?
And the food.
Right. And then we talked about that if you gave us whatever it was, 30 students with $10,000, you know, a piece, that'd be $300,000. And you could go out and rent a portable building and put brand new computers in there for everybody. Have, you know, and pay the professor $100,000, you know.
Yeah, no, right.
And you could get somebody from, you know, a decent professor in there.
And you could. And what I would do with that, of course, is to have a little one of the new iCams on the one of the computers looking at the professor, and I'd be on my boat down in the Bahamas viewing this thing and collecting the residual money.
It's not going to change until America gets over the socialist idea of education, though.
No, there's no question. And the thing about it is it's a monopoly. It's fascinating. I don't know if
it's
I've mentioned
it. It's an absolute monopoly.
90%. It's interesting. They dragged Bill Gates up, who never showed up at my front door with a gun to sell his Windows operating system. They drag him up in front of Congress, and they, you know, cost him all kinds of money. They make
skewer him, fillet, everything else.
And in fact, he had a settlement. You know, he had to do a settlement, cost him, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars for all this stuff. And yet, the school board monopoly, if I choose not to partake of that particular thing, which, of course, I got no kids in school anyway, but if I say on my tax bill, if I say, look, you know something, I'm going to knock off this part here about the school because they're not doing me any good. And they will send the sheriff around here with a SWAT team, dogs, guns, blue lights, badges, and they will haul my ass off. I mean, that's how bad it is. That's the threat.
And they just they're still raising the rates. They just raised the money tuition for University of Florida students.
Well, now that I can appreciate. The option, they're getting a free ride anyway.
I'm just saying that what's happening is there's money, more money coming in from all angles. The thing is growing.
Oh, it's feeding.
It's
exactly.
Not
like a black hole.
Yep. That's right. The singularity. It's a singularity. That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's feeding you, again.
That's right. People go in and no education comes out. It's the black hole of education.
A university so big, no education can escape.
That's it. They're doing it. They're doing it.
You don't understand the mass of this university.
Yeah, well, they don't understand the math.
Every step on campus, you lose 10 IQ points.
They get swallowed into the singularity. That's right.
It's just a big ooze in the middle.
Yeah. So anyway, it's tragic. The system, and I was last night, it was a little shindig last night down at the Thomas Center, and I was speaking to some people, and they agreed with me that the system is broken. I mean, we're not talking about a system that can be fixed here. And, of course, the school board in there gave themselves a fancy raise, I just said, because they're doing such a great job. And, you know, kudos all around. But it's the simple fact is the system is broken beyond repair. And until they realize that, they're going to stay in a state of denial. And I expect right. that, you know, anybody, as we've said before, anybody whose livelihood or ego depends on a myth will continue to believing that myth forever. It's hard to...
It'll be interesting to see where the breaking point on that one goes, because usually, as we've said before, it gets to the throw-in-the-towel point.
Right, exactly.
Well, how do you measure the throw-in-the-towel point? I mean, once the kids just... I mean, what, parents bail and go,
you know,
private school, homeschooling goes off the charts or something?
Yeah, that's part of it. Homeschooling goes off the charts. Or I would suggest hot tar and some nice feathers for some of the people.
Yeah, but when you homeschool, you still can't exempt your money.
No, you can't.
That's the thing.
So they
get off even better. Because they got more money coming in, they don't have to deal with your kid.
Yeah,
that's true, and so that is why, of course, I've always said this voucher business. They're mm-hmm. talking about $3,000 voucher. I say get them all on this. Right. They would not only could they should encourage all the kids to take a voucher and go someplace else, mm-hmm. and that way we'd have around here in Alachua County, you know, 20 or 30 schools that are vacant that you still get to use for something else, and you're still collecting all the money. I mean, it's a win-win deal. You know,
like Indiana, I went into a swingers club.
Yeah, at least. And the teachers could be the swingers.
The teachers I had.
No, that's true, too.
And my third grade one was pretty cute.
Yeah, mine was, I'll tell you that. She's older now, though, I think. She's 80. Okay. I'm trying to think now. She's probably more weazened.
Than
this. The deal is that you could still pay the teachers, pay the schools, pay the bus drivers, pay everybody, and there would be no students. And I don't see how that's a lose-lose deal for this. But I guess they might feel guilty about collecting all that money for sitting home, you know, smoking crack.
The government?
No, the teachers and the school board.
Oh, the school
board. And the bus drivers and the. Hmm. And the whatever. I don't know. Forget. Okay, whatever. Yeah, so anyway, you get the picture. What's next?
Light notes.
Light notes. What you got?
That's pretty good. Did you hear
nothing. About... Nothing. Okay, good. No light notes.
Did you hear about the San Francisco police video?
Which one was that?
This is a Christmas video that they produced and they were going to show at the Christmas party. And the guy maker went ahead and printed up online. And it was a satire, basically, of the police station. And they had, for example, they dressed a few girls up as Charlie's Angels. And then they had the captain guy sitting there kind of slobbering over him. They had a little image of him licking his lips, and they kept playing it over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And they had stuff like they had an image of a white police cop ran over a black homeless woman and, like, ignored it, you know. And, uh-huh. and some guys, like, sitting there playing cards as the radio dispatch is coming in, and they're just blowing it off, you know.
And they made this video for what?
They made it for the Christmas party.
It's an insider Christmas party.
For the police station?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
Final Cut Pro, a little something.
Right. Yep. So they weren't actually impersonating officers.
No, they were the officers.
No, they were.
Right.
And the cops are so pissed off, the mayor and the police chief, that they've actually brought criminal charges against
this. No way.
Yes, absolutely. They've suspended 20 officers plus the maker. 20 officers. And they're considering, they're doing
what are the criminal charges, and the charge is
pissing off the chief. I doubt they're gonna end up with criminal charges. I don't see how, you know, what, you know,
conduct unbecoming
in today's day and age.
San Francisco.
And it is San Francisco, right?
True.
I mean, if they'd be,
is it a gay police?
I was going to say, if it was totally gay, they'd get off. Right. They'd get off.
You Billy Bun.
Like totally.
Watch me.
Fun. Get off.
Yeah. No. They had every kind of stereotype in there.
That's cool. Senior moment here. You had something you said, and it reminded me of something that was just crucially unbelievably funny to say, and I forgot.
Gay cops?
No, it wasn't the gay cops. It was something to do with cops, though, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that what we're just talking about?
Yep.
San Francisco.
Yep. Made the video. Bridge, criminal investigation.
Made the video. Criminal.
Horowitz is defending him.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Horowitz?
Yep.
Not David Horowitz, no. Who?
Yeah.
No, you mean Alan Dershowitz.
No, I think...
David Horowitz is not an attorney, I don't think. He's just a libertarian author or something like that. David Horowitz? No, he's that guy. David Horowitz. Yeah, David Horowitz is the guy who was the commie.
It's one of the big shot guys whose name rhymes with wits.
Okay. Johnny Cockwit?
Yeah, Cockwit.
He's dead.
It's something he like did. That.
Okay. No.
Arnold Auschwitz?
Arnold's in trouble. Okay.
So but they could make some money if they put that damn thing on the internet. Do you realize they could sell that damn DVD for $19.95?
Hopefully they will.
Oh my God, they'd sell a million of them tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is like the Spaghetti Monster guy. I mean, the guy writes and does a thing like this, and all of a sudden, boom, he's got coffee cups and everything. This is a perfect.
Well, hopefully, even if they, you know, after their case is over, they will they'll do that.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question. So, what's the difference between them doing this and Reno 911?
Or say an indie doing it, you know,
how about the movie Police?
Police Squad.
Police Squad.
Yeah. What about was Police Squad or
was it? Police Academy? No,
Police Academy.
Police Academy. Yeah. What about Hello.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
They
didn't have an acting license.
Yeah. Right. The SAG people are after.
But they weren't charging for anything. I guess in this day and age, let me ask a question. If you do something and it's for free, do you still need a license? Yeah, obviously.
Your video shows that all those girls, all those babes that were in there, they didn't have licenses, right? That was remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, I know all that. But I'm not saying, like, not even that, but I'm saying, like, what if you went and cut somebody's hair for free?
Yeah, they know you can't do that.
Right.
But you can do this video kind of
thing. Wait a minute. You can't cut somebody's hair for free?
Well, no, you can do it for free. You can't charge them.
Okay.
You can't charge them.
Okay, as opposed to...
What if you want to take out somebody's appendix for free?
there might be a prohibition against that, I suppose.
Well, what if the person's totally willing to let you do it?
Yeah, probably there's probably an AMA law against...
Well, the AMA is not there. You're saying the AMA doesn't pass laws.
Well, I know. I mean, AMA-backed law, which is something like... you can't. Well, that's just it's practicing.
I'm not practicing.
I'm actually
doing it. There's no practice here.
In fact, I've never practiced it before.
No. This is the first time.
Yeah.
And probably my only time.
Yeah. Ooh, what's all that red stuff?
Whoa. Nobody told me about that.
Nobody told me about this red fluid stuff.
Man. This is messy.
I feel queasy.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can certainly cut somebody's hair for free, but you can't
finger.
Do it as a yeah
finger off.
Yeah,
no. Fingernail.
Fingernail.
Large, big, deep fingernail. Cutting.
I think it's when you get in trouble when you start charging money. That's right. When they care because right. That's it's their
so
money.
In other words, if you're a mafia person and you have this guy tied down and you want to ask or this is a torture guy and you say we're going to cut off your finger, you don't have to have a license for that.
You can have a CIA license for that.
That's right.
So what if you say, like, I'm going to cut your hair and you take out my appendix? It's a barter system. There is no
money
exchanged.
Go. Well, I ain't going to get in trouble for that. The exchange part's going to be, you have to have a third party involved probably in that.
Just food for thought for all of our listeners.
Preferably a Playboy Playmate. And some drugs.
Trim some of the special hair that
she has. That's right, a little trim.
What else you got, Kurt?
The only other thing I got is they had the White House sent out Christmas cards this year.
Oh, I'll bet they didn't say Christmas.
Nope, they don't say Merry
You're
Christmas.
Kidding me.
Nope.
You are lying to me.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, of course. Of course it was.
Oh,
it actually
my.
Started with Clinton. Clinton was the first one.
Clinton.
But you got to
one of the best Simpsons ever done.
If you could think of a better way of exchanging protein strains, I'd like to know about it.
they've changed.
I love the campaign.
That was what part of it. That was part of that episode.
Oh, my God. That was the best one.
Bill doesn't need this.
That is one of the funny. We got to get that line. Bill doesn't need it. We have to get that.
Yeah, they changed it from Merry Christmas. I mean, what are we, 95% Christian in the United States?
Oh, no. Nowhere near that.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's like, there were 10 or 12% Catholic off. There were more than that off
Catholic.
Well,
the Catholics are Christians.
Oh, that's right. They're Christians. Right. Whoops.
Edit.
Rewind. Other than that.
Yeah, no, it's like 30% Catholic.
Editing room later.
Yeah. No.
It's like 30% Catholic, 60% Protestant, and, 4% Jewish, 2% Muslim.
There's
less
no
than 1%.
Way that's only 4% Jewish around here. I would think we're a lot more Jewish.
No,
really? That's
1% Nazi.
Yeah, I mean, and that's 95% Christian or something like that. 90%.
Okay, whatever you say.
Okay, whatever. But it was, Clinton was the first one to say, not Merry Christmas, but right. Happy Holidays. Right. Okay, well, so before him was whatever that president's guy's Merry name Christmas. Was. And he said
Reagan.
Christmas. Yeah,
Reagan.
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 Reagan's.
That's right.
Ronald Reagan's, as they say in the Woodstock CD. Governor of California.
Yep.
So that's the thing. That's what you got?
Yep.
Well, I got a good one. I got a couple of good ones here, actually, in no particular order. See, we did talk about this is kind of cool. Man charged with biting head off gecko.
You didn't like his insurance?
Yeah, that was. This was the reason was it was.
It was a statement.
No. It was the actual Geico gecko. That's the problem. Now they have to train a new one.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I didn't read the whole story. That's exactly right. No. It was a 19-year-old man, which is barely a man, was behind bars Tuesday after allegedly biting the head off a gecko as part of a bet. So this guy...
What state was he in?
He was in Port Jervis, New York.
Oh, I've been there.
Have you?
Okay. Train station there.
Well, obviously there's no gecko head biting off there.
gecko head biting off.
They might as well put that on the front sign when you come into the city limits. But he was at home Sunday when someone bet him $10 that he wouldn't bite the head off a gecko, which of course...
Who ran it on him?
A 19-year-old?
Who told?
Well, let me just say, Ford won the bet. It wasn't long before police showed up and placed him under arrest. Ford was also charged with violating parole.
Did they find the body? Mm.
I don't know. He's being charged with felony animal cruelty. Of course, don't know how.
You blame it on the cat.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I wonder. Well,
it must have been the guy who lost the bet. It must have been a big bet.
It was $10. I mean, maybe it was.
See?
See? You're right.
See? That's right.
But, I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, ooh, you're a wild. What happens if you run over a gecko with your car?
Cruelty?
Jail.
Well, here in town.
I mean, you didn't check to see if there was a gecko before you pulled out of
thought
the
thought it was a rubber gecko?
Could
thought it was dead?
Well, you know, maybe your kid's got a bunch of gecko
smash
toys.
Smash that gecko and his little car.
Right.
That's right.
I hate that gecko, but anyway.
Stamp. Yeah. No, the here in town, of course, it's, I don't know if it's felony, but it's criminal to swallow a live goldfish.
Yeah, which it shouldn't be, in my opinion.
I think it's a main.
I fed live goldfish to my pet octopus.
Hypothetically, you mean. In that movie script?
Yeah, in that movie script. That's what I meant. Right. I mean, how about people that buy mice and feed them to their snakes? I know people that raise mice just to feed to their snakes.
It has to do with the human element in this. The human.
Because the human is a different animal than a snake.
You bet.
Yeah, right.
Humans
right
don't have scales, for one thing.
The snake is of course going to eat the mouse, but the human is actually facilitating which mouse gets eaten. And then the human puts the mouse in the...
No, not me.
It just makes
take
me...
Take Ralph over there.
And then there's, of course, all the corruption in the mouse community.
You can eat alligator, but not gecko.
Mice bribing people to, you know...
Right. All right, well, of course, we saw Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? Okay, I had a deer leap to death from parking garage. This is kind of ties in with that other story. These five deer made their way to the top of a five-story parking garage, and they suddenly leapt to their depths.
Oops.
Or deaths, I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, oops. And then they took the plunge, and, you know, this is a thing where you're driving in your car, and you don't know that there's an animal in there, but you're... Or maybe you do see an animal, and you're like, oh, look at the deer, and you drive over there, and all of a sudden they leap off. And
what, did they charge somebody for herding them off the top?
They didn't charge somebody, but this time, mm-hmm. but... I'm not saying it couldn't be out of the.
You should have backed out
and called the animal control people and blah blah blah. I mean, you know, where does it end? How are you going to know? I guess I don't know.
Well, the deer now it's so the deer jumped, leapt off. They thought they were Santa's deer or something could make it.
It was actually reindeer tryouts.
I see. And these were the failures. Obviously, these were the rejects.
They
landed on a car. I mean, you're driving along, and all of a sudden, this deer comes kerplunk down from eight stories.
Five stories
up, down on your car.
Right.
And you have venison now or something.
Well, and the carcasses were given to passersby for butchering.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I should have thrown a sleigh off in a big red suit.
That would have been fun, too.
That's what you do. God, that would have been classic.
That would have been great.
I mean, there would be people on the street that say... No.
He spread a bunch of wrapping paper around
exactly.
And stuff. Bows and stuff.
There's this busted up sleigh in his red coat and in the middle of all his blood and guts and deer hooves and antlers and
after they're all done
dripping down into the sewer
every place and the people are out there cleaning up their of course then the looters are out there picking up the presents and then the last thing that comes down is a red nose
glowing
that's right,
a little glowy ball you throw down there in the middle of it blinking or something, you know?
Yeah, right. Red blinky balls.
Could you imagine?
You could drive by, you could traumatize a school bus full of children.
Oh, yeah.
Drive by, you
know? A school bus full of kindergartners shows up. And there would be permanent damage. Permanent.
That's
lifelong
the kind of way. Well, expose them to life a little earlier. This is the way it really is. Kids. Santa's dead.
Dead. Sorry, Christmas is gone.
That's right.
Forever.
Yeah, no, that'd do it. All right.
Excellent.
So these were deer. They were trying to be lemmings, or are they just
they were just apparently spooked in the parking garage.
But I mean, what were they? So they just strolled up.
Strolled up. Actually, there was a small thing. They said that if you kind of looked at the parking garage from a certain angle in a certain way, you could see some trees behind it, and that they might have wandered in the parking garage thinking that they could get to a tree. But of course, as you know, a parking garage kind of little maze. So they kept walking up and up and up and up and up, and then when enough hippies got up there in their VW buses going, "Hey, look at the pretty deer!" Honk honk, I guess, or whatever. Then they jumped off. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's my explanation.
Okay, good. Good enough.
This was in Ranson, West Virginia.
Enough said.
If the thing was covered in snow, what's the difference between a parking garage and a funky mountain? You know?
Yeah, that's right. And of course, we are talking
the support structure that you can't
West
see
West Virginia. Yeah.
We are talking West Virginia, and yeah.
love West Virginia.
And of course, we're taking their word for this is actually what happened. It's,
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I see.
I love West Virginia. It's one of the only states you can probably still fire a handgun out of your kitchen window. Woo-hoo. It's something. Okay. Yeah. Rapper accidentally kills himself with a pen gun.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, Steve. This is St. Paris, Ohio. Steven Zorn. I kind of saw that because I actually know a Steven Zorn, but it's not the same one, I hope. put the pen gun to his head and clicked before, apparently thinking it was jammed and it would not work or something. But on the third try...
Oh, yeah. Little Darwin here.
Yeah, little Darwin.
Darwin
thing.
Award, yeah.
Tiny silver pistol went off as the 22-year-old budding rap artist was drinking to celebrate.
There we go. A little alcohol involved.
Impending record deal. He died at the hospital. So anyway, this is kind of funny. Of course, I mean, not funny.
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a sense of hemorrhoid you have.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you.
This is not funny at all, but the funny part of the story was, actually the moral of the story, there's something in here about somebody wanting to ban pen guns.
No, wouldn't doubt.
Zorn's mother, right.
Yeah, well,
wants to ban pen guns.
Yeah,
right.
A little girl in the mind shift. Well, it reminds me of the guy who, years ago, I remember when the computer revolution was just getting started. There was a computer company called Fortune Computers, and the guy had founded the company, and they just had a big public offering. This was like in, I guess, the early 80s. It was the early 80s. This is when IBM had already come out with their computer thing, and Compaq had come out with theirs, and the clones were just starting to come out, and it was a big... This was the first tech rush, and this guy had a big, made $100 million or something on the IPO, and ran out, bought himself a brand new Ferrari, and 20 minutes later ran it off a cliff, at 180 miles an hour or whatever it was. And I thought, geez, what a waste of a good car.
I know.
It's this is the same kind of thing. You say 22-year-old rapper,
drinking.
Impending red deal, radio, whatever it is,
fame,
right. Mm-hmm. And then kaboom,
forgot about that particular gun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he knew it was a gun, and he didn't think it was a pen. He knew it was a gun. He thought it was, jammed and would not work, and God knows.
And so he holds it to his head to check it out.
At
least it would be to your girlfriend's head or something. I mean, it seems to me a little enough.
Well, depending on who your girlfriend is.
What's the depending on part?
Well, okay, we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
So anyway, outlaw guns, of everything that's ever killed anybody.
That's
cars,
right. Second Amendment
everything,
by
everything. It doesn't matter what it is that killed you, outlaw it. It's rattlesnake.
That's right.
Okay.
Broomstick.
Outlaw.
Broomstick. Broomstick.
Right.
I don't care.
A cop accused of tasering partner in squad car.
Oh, that's, and what was her name?
Yeah, Kinky. Yeah, exactly.
Kinky.
In fact, it was a girl that got tased.
Oh, God.
Why am I not surprised?
And since we'll give the names here, Ronald Dupuis, D-U-P-U-I-S. Interesting. 32 was charged Wednesday with assault and could face up to 3 months in jail if convicted. Probably a million years if you're not a police officer.
And that's the truth.
You know, seriously. And partner Prima Graham. Where is this place? Hamtramck, Michigan. Okay. Began arguing after Dupuis demanded she stop their car at a store so he could buy her a soft drink. Yeah, of course, they probably edited that.
I got your donut right here.
You know it was a donut. And they had to put soft drink in there because it would have been just Twinkie.
A Twinkie.
Or very Twinkie. And then the two struggled over the steering wheel, and Dupuis hit her leg with his departmental taser, and she was not seriously hurt. And then, of course, they're... I guess getting private lawyers or something, you know, whatever. But, you know, arguing over where to stop the car so he could buy her a soft... No, he could buy a soft drink. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, she stopped the car after he could buy it. And the tool struggled over the steering wheel. That's always a safe thing to do.
Yeah, right. Especially... yeah, cops, right?
Yeah,
cops.
Yeah. Right.
Good. Yeah, I was car arguing over the steering wheel. I was out that day. During cop school.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't
miss that.
That was a small thing. Oh, you're not supposed to.
Damn. You know, I got a 78 on the test. That was one of the questions.
That was 78
passing.
Right, right.
I missed the part on where to aim the gun.
Right.
And I missed the part on how to steer the car. But other than that, got 78.
Well, I mean, at least you didn't shoot her.
No, that's true. Well, see, he was
that
there
for my defense.
Yeah.
Could have shot her.
Yeah. Right,
I had a loaded gun right here.
Right. I had a loaded ticket book. I could have written her ticket.
A loaded ticket book. Last thing that I got here is customer gives pizza man his stolen credit card. I love this one. This guy delivers a pizza to these people, and the guy gives him the credit card that was stolen out of the pizza delivery guy's car the day before. This guy's using a stolen credit card to order a pizza from the guy who he stole it from the day before.
Wait a minute, was it the pizza guy's credit card?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
he shows up at the door, and then get this, it even had the guy's picture on the credit card.
No,
it did. And the guy, didn't recognize the pizza dude or whatever as being the face on the card. It was on the back of the card. So he hands him the card, and the guy goes, man, those numbers look kind of familiar. And he flips it over, and it was his picture. And so, you know, the guy kind of
That's when pizza guys get to carry guns. That's it.
And now you just hit him in the face with the pie, and then. but the fact of the matter is that basically he said he wasn't going to play the hero. Of course, you know, I don't know who would. I mean, that's unless you're
selling the damn pizza, go home, call the cops.
Well, that's what he did. And then he goes, I figured they could enjoy the pizza and film as long as it lasted. And the police arrived about 30 minutes later, arrested three people, recovered suspected stolen goods, and at least some of that with this guy's.
And there are two pieces of pizza, one for each of the police. Two police died.
Well, that was the thing. I'm surprised it took him 30 minutes to get there. I mean, there was pizza.
Yeah, right. There might be some left.
Hey, listen, I just delivered three extra large pizzas to this place, and they have a stolen credit card. Do the math.
Blue lights, everything.
80 miles an hour through a school zone. You bet.
No problem.
That was actually one of the satirical setups that they had done in that San Francisco thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, where the cops tore off after hearing quote unquote gunshots. Oh, gunshots! But then they tore up to a pizza place or something. You know?
That's great. Well, I think are we done?
I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Great show. Great show, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that was great.
That was good.
Share this one with your friends. Make some CDs for them for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Everybody's getting a CD this year. Normally I give people $500 checks, but this year they're getting a Jimmy Doan CD, so I figured.
Good enough.
Yeah, it's even Steven. This is great. Thank you so much. Hello to our fans. Oh, my special fan.
Go for it.
And but I forgot his name, who wrote us a nice letter from Michigan or whatever it was. That was great.
And also, don't forget to go to Where Shopping? Shopping, shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Overstock.com?
No.
No.
Got a couple things here.
Don't turn it off yet.
Wait. Don't turn it off yet. Here's where you get your things. This is the property room. It's called stealitback.com.
Oh, I've been there. Yes,
options, okay? Go there. Also, U.S. Post Office, go to usps.com/auctions. And one more for unclaimed baggage, unclaimedbaggage.com. There's your...
go shopping.
Go the shopping.
And the unclaimed baggage, is at least in one of those places, they don't open the stuff up. So you could very well could find... jewelry.
Recently, they found like 196 kilos of cocaine wrapped up.
Ooh, that'd be worth something. I know what everybody get on my Christmas list.
It's a white Christmas.
It's a white Christmas.
All right, everybody.
See you later.